not mean to justify bringing buildings down, but I would like to think I'm one who tries to see both sides of every story. So in this tale of David's and Goliath's, have I made my stand before I clearly comprehend the casting of the allegory? Who's the cop and who's the crook? Who's the prophet? Who's the faker? Who's the good guy in this book? Sometimes it's not clear who's the troublemaker. I'm not in any way excusing terrorists or those who choose to rule by making unchecked use of strategies of fear and violence. But I have seen how history is written upon victory, when winners say what truth will be, losers' voices are safely silenced. So who is closer to the grail? Whose armies gleam on sunlit acres? Who's the white knight in this tale? Sometimes I wonder who's the troublemaker. We've got the guy, we've seen his face, imprisoned on some army base. Interrogators make their case, star-spangled banners briskly flapping. What if we put it to the test and the jury comes back unimpressed, unsure of which side they like best? But there's no way that that could happen, 'cause he's a demon, we're okay. The loaded dice are in the shaker. Who's on trial here anyway? Who's the troublemaker? Who is the troublemaker?